Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore Blog Talk Radio.
Why? Thank you. We are the champions. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, also ask that you would just touch those that did have anything to do among today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Let this continue to go to the right places as though it has been going, Lord. Allow us to continue to do the work in the community. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, we're going to turn the service over to Elder Oliver. Amen. Amen. How many of you feel good to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Amen. A couple announcements that I have. And you've been getting older than I have to let yourself down. And you need to get the right other stuff down. Amen. Amen. But I just want to say thank the Lord for being in the house of the Lord. We honor to the pastor, first lady, all the elders, all the teachers, we want to say it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Most importantly, we have a couple announcements we have to make. What I did write down, Sister Winston in prayer, she's in Florida. Sister Winston, she's in Florida. And she'll be up there for a few, I don't know how long she'll be up there. This is that she'll be there. She'll be there for a little bit. She'll be there in prayer. Amen. Also, keep Sister Megan in prayer. She's going to have surgery on Thursday in Atlanta. Sister Megan is going to have her surgery on Thursday. Keep her in prayer. I believe she has to stay in the hospital 5 days after the surgery. So keep her in prayer. Keep my wife in prayer. Everything we already know that everything is going to be good. Amen. We keep that in prayer. Also, for those that want to give to Pivot On Ministry, we finally have our Cash App, and it is $ capital E, capital A, capital N-I-N-F-P-R-Y. So $, capital E, capital A, capital N-I-N-I-S-P-R-Y. That's what Pivot On Ministry, we want to be a blessing. And your cash, you can do that. Just let me say that when we started in January, we had $0. Amen. And I believe my wife said we had $2,000. And we're still giving out to whoever you need to. There's no special time or place. Just give us a call and let us know. We definitely need to do that. We can do that.
And for the people that are being baptized, you can give them the wisdom and all that kind of stuff. Amen. And we
With that being said, I'm going to turn this over now to our bishop, Bishop Jackson. And speaking of the family.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand of praise. We thank him for another day, another opportunity. And when y'all send your, for those that's being baptized, make sure you send the correct spelling. It'd be hard for y'all to misspell your own children's names. Just in case, put their names, because we're working on certificates also. So we want to be able to give certificates if possibly that day, if not by that next Sunday. Also, we want to give thanks. Y'all know Deacon Elect has been Deacon Elect now for about 6 or 7 months. I believe me and him had the conversation in December, January, somewhere around there. Called him so early in the week about driving the van and have some families that needed to be picked up. They all reached back out to me yesterday. We're glad to say our fan is back and running. Amen. Amen. Sunday morning. Amen. Amen. Even that OSB is our new van driver. So we're grateful. Amen. For that. And also, we're going to be doing his ordination, officially installing him as a deacon between August and September. Amen. He has done a great job. And Mr. Tolbert was picking on the new deacon. Amen. A few weeks ago, it was the time they got to leave. Amen. I said, they ain't got to do all that. Y'all had to do it. Amen. Sadly, amen. Some of these ones that had to come up, as the old folks say, on the rough side. Amen. Cleaning the church. Amen. Cutting rags. Amen. Doing all kinds of stuff. Amen. They don't have to do that now. Amen. But who knows what the Lord is going to do? And they say you better enjoy while you can. Amen. Amen. We just thank God for what he's doing. So, amen. Just be on the lookout. It's been a while, it's been years since I wore official clergy, amen, collars and stuff like that. My older sister on my daddy's side died a few weeks ago, and I had to bury her, do her service on yesterday. Amen. And told it felt kind of strange, amen, being in a collar, even in a shirt and collar in about 3 years, okay. 3 years. Amen. Thank you, baby. Amen. Amen. When we do that installation, amen, I'm more asking our elders and ministers to dust off your ministerial attire, your collars and your pants, dust it off, wash it. Do what I do. Go back to Mercy Rose and get a new, get some new stuff. Amen. But we want to be, amen. I want to look right, want to look good on that Sunday that we officially install Deacon Oldsby. Yeah. Amen. So we just grateful. Amen. Sometimes in life, it may seem like you're losing, but you're never losing when you're doing the work for the Lord. Amen. I said you're never losing. Amen. Amen. Everybody, everybody's not destined to go, amen, everywhere with you. Amen. There's no reason to be mad. Amen. I've told you all time and time again, some folks are there for a reason. Some are there for a season. You just got to be able to know the difference and just trust God. Please, somebody say, you got to trust God. You got to trust God. So we just thank God for where we are, amen, as a ministry, amen, as a whole. Also for what God is doing with extended arms, amen. And we're just grateful. Amen. Let's go to Acts, the 16th chapter. I'm trying to finish when I started. Amen. Turn it down a little bit for me, Deacon Oldsby. Acts, the 16th chapter. That's good. That's good right there. Thank God for my precious wife. Amen. All of my children. Amen. All 5 of my children being here. Today, my nephew, Lil Omari. Amen. So he really just fits right in with us. Everybody named Omar, all the males in the house. Amen. His mother just added an I to his name and made it a Larry, so he just all fit right in. But with his glass and had had him for a few months or so, a few weeks or so, and he's going to be starting school up here, and he's been with us, and we're just so glad to have him. Amen. Extended part, he's part of our family. Amen. We're glad to have him. Sometimes you don't know what you got until you find somebody that got less. Sometimes we don't appreciate what you got until God sends you somebody that don't even have what you have. And a lot of times, Mr. Tony was talking about it earlier. I was glad to just say that. Just thank God. The friend may have said, thank God, you know, occasionally, but every morning you wake up, you ought to thank him. Throughout your day, you ought to thank him. At night, when you're able to lay down, you ought to thank him. And by his grace, that you wake up the next morning, you ought to thank him. Somebody said, in everything, give thanks. Amen. But this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We're going to have an elder guiding. Amen. Yeah. He's from the Lone Ranger. He's here. Amen. Sitting like he's been there every Sunday. Amen. I bet if somebody was sitting there, they got up this morning. Amen. I see he got his name on there. Amen. Sister Pam King and Sister Journey. Woo! Amen. International cheerleader. Amen. Amen. So glad for them. Amen. Getting ready to go to middle school. Journey, you already in middle school, right? Journey is going to high school. Oh, that's right. No, I'm thinking. No, I got middle school and high school mixed up. Okay, so y'all definitely pray for Sister Journey and Sister Pamela. Anybody else going to high school? Dude, you already in middle school, right? All right, so he already used to it. Amen. Pray for the lovely families out there on vacation. Look, Brother Truth and Ice Pick is going to pre-K. So y'all pray for the teachers. Pray for the teachers. Amen. Glad to have Brother Robert. Amen. His precious wife and son. Amen. Here on today. We've been talking all week. We've been talking on and all since we connected.
Amen.
Amen. The last week, the pastor, we want to come. I said, man, we'd love to come and get you this week, but we're in Louisville last week, North Carolina. We were in North Carolina. I said, but we'll get together, amen, on next week, and we'll make sure you're here. Amen. So we're just glad his family wrote the band this morning, Elder Guyton, amen, wrote the band. So anyone else that needs a ride, especially if you're right here in the area, amen, just let us know what we can to get you to church. Acts 16 and 26. Acts 16 and 26. You got to say amen. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loose. Amen. We've talked from the subject, he's given me an open door. He's given me an open door. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come down to preach and teach your word, we ask that you send your Lord that makes it easy, that the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh get any glory in this service, but all glory and honor goes to you. In Jesus' name, every heart shout amen.
Amen.
He's given us an open door. And we left off with dealing with the young lady, the damsel that was following Paul and his company, which for the most part included Luke and Timothy and Silas also. So as they were going back and forth doing prayer and service and in that community, this young girl throughout the several days followed them, proclaiming that these be the men of God that show us the way to eternal life, that show us the way of salvation. Okay, so let's look at verse 19. So that went on for a while. Paul rebukes the young lady, is that right? And he cast the devil out of her. When he cast the devil out of her, she no longer had that gift. That lets us know every gift is not of God.
Right.
I know some of you get excited when somebody can tell you your birthday and your social security number and tell you what's in your bank account number. That shouldn't get you excited. You should get nervous. Amen. Why do you need to know my bank account? Why do you know my social? You need to call the FBI. You need to call somebody. Amen. There's probably some identity fraud somewhere. Amen. God, come on, think about it. Does God really have to go that well? Well, I'm not saying he can't, but do you really have to do that in order to get your attention? Yeah, a lot of us, the only time we get happy is when we see signs. The Bible says a wicked and adulterous generation seek after a sign. We're supposed to be the New Testament or New Testimony church that we don't need a sign. We walk by faith. No, y'all gonna get quiet. Y'all already quiet. We supposed to walk by faith and not by sight. The Jews require a sign. In order for them to believe something, they require a sign. That's why Jesus had to do so many miracles. Y'all ain't saying nothing. It's because of the people that he was around. They required a sign. Amen. Now we are supposed to be faith walkers. Amen. All the things we to do or should do is go off the word of God. You don't need a sign. All you need, listen to my say, all I need is a word. I don't need a sign. I need a word. So this young lady no longer, Deacon Shepard has the gift to make money, to make her master's, amen, profit, amen. So she was, not only was she demon possessed and was operated by demons, but then she had overhead or overseers, meaning she had men, amen, that controlled her, and based off her gift, they prostituted her, amen, based off her gift, and her gift produced great money for them.
Yeah.
So when Paul casts the devil out, she no longer has the gift anymore. Now we want to see what happens. Remember, we're talking about an open door. Okay? An open door doesn't always come easily. It doesn't always come easily. You're not always happy about the process of getting to the open door. Sometimes that open door can take years. But are you able and willing to endure the hardship because you know eventually, sooner or later, a door will be open. Let's look at verse 19. And when her master saw that the hope of their gains were gone, they called Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the ruler. Uh-oh. Something's going on. The masters are mad. They can't, Mother White, they're not able to get that gain. They're not able to get that money anymore because why? She's been delivered. And look at verse 20. And brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men being Jews do exceedingly trouble our city. Did they really trouble the city? They just kept the young lady. They trouble them, they result. You see how sometimes folks can take something, amen, and add to it? Y'all ever had people like that? They didn't really go down like that. Who told you that? Y'all quiet over there. Come on, everybody talk to me. Amen. Who hired? Wait a minute. That ain't hiding me. And they just talking to you like you wasn't there. Okay. Like it wasn't you that it happened to. They know the story better than you, and the story is about you. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me this morning. And you sitting there, now they telling you something that you didn't know about you. And now you surprised about, Lord, help me this morning. Really? What? That's what? I did that? Man, I didn't even know I did it, but since you said it. If you said I must have did it. Oh, if you got that bad, you need to go see somebody. Praise the Lord. Amen. But
they were upset, saying they went and told those in authority that they are messing with our city.
Yeah.
Well, just like all they did was help this little girl.
Come on.
All they did was help and free a young lady.